Today's Hour of Destiny Fulfillment broadcast is an encore presentation. Because this is a pre-recorded program, we will not take calls this evening.
Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Praise the Lord. Our God is good and His mercies endures forever. God is wonderful. Thank Him for all His blessing. I welcome everyone to the Hour of Fulfillment tonight. I mean, I'm telling you, we're going to feast in the Word of God. You're going to be satisfied. Your destiny is going to change. Listen to this. What you become depends on what you hear. What you hear will determine how far you can go. Let me tell you, your destiny is hanging on the spoken word of God. And before we go into the word tonight, shall we just have a word of prayer? And Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise because of who you are. Thank you because of the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary that gave us access to our inheritance, that gives us victory over sickness, disease, and all the power of darkness. Thank you for bringing us to the table tonight to feed us with your truth and make us like who you are. Receive all our praise in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I'm asking, oh God, that the word of the Lord will come unhindered tonight by any demonic influence or any power of the enemy. We ask, oh God, that everyone that hear the sound of my voice tonight will have an encounter with you. And Father, Lord Jesus, after this broadcast, all glory and all honor will be to you alone. We vow, O God, that you will take everything that is glorious tonight because of who you are. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Now, we stay on our series, Living a New Life in Christ. And I believe so strongly that as the truth of God's word is being released into your spirit, man, something eternal will happen. And I want you to listen to this because man is not a victim of circumstance. No, this man was planned by God. And there was a serious disorientation of what happened to man after the fall. Now, the man was completely disoriented. He lost his identity completely. And his wisdom now depends on what his senses dictate to him in order to live on the earth. Now, that was why all he could think about was making a suit of leaves. Leaf suit. Now I know that I've never met anybody that just thought that was the best dress to put on. You just made a suit of leaves and you're walking around town. Now that was because his wisdom was affected. He couldn't think straight. Things were not the way it's supposed to be. Now, that was not the intention of the Almighty from the beginning, because the senses of man supposed to be a slave to man. It's not supposed to master him. He's supposed to be a slave to man. Your sight, your ears, your smell, your feelings, everything supposed to submit to you. Now, not that you submit to the dictate. You understand what I'm saying? Now, that was why it becomes so difficult for people, even that they are born again right now, if they are living under the fallen state of man, they find it difficult to walk in faith. The intention of God for man is to be a master of the senses, to be a master of the universe. It's because he was a slave to his senses, he has so many misinformation and deception that comes to him. Because not everything that comes through your senses is right. There are so many things that your senses dictate to you is contrary to the word of God. Because this man could no more discern. He's now learning. It's like he's now started learning like a kindergarten, kid. He has to learn all the precepts because he didn't belong to that word in the initial. He need to begin to learn. That's why instead of love, now he learned how to hate. Oh my God, you don't get that. Instead of faith, he has to learn how to fear. In fact, it takes man more than 900 years to learn how to die. Now, he has to feed this information into his spirit man that was already dead. Now, can you just imagine? The Bible says, when God came into the garden, the man said, I heard thy voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked. Now, where did he get those information from? Now, and God told him, he said, you naked? Because in the first instance, that word was strange in the kingdom of God. Because he said, you shall not be naked because you shall not be ashamed. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when he said, I am naked and I hid myself, God told him, who told you you are naked? Where do you get the information from? So that means from God's perspective, the man was not naked. Physically, he was naked in reality, but eternally, he was covered. Because God is not expecting this man to take information from another source. Many times, frustration, depression is coming to man because we are taking information from a wrong source. Now, because it looks real, we think that's the right thing. The fact that you have all the facts on the table does not mean that that's what God is saying. That was why when they told God, they said, your friend, that guy that you love so much, is sick. Now, Jesus Christ said, okay. Now, they said, okay, now he said, you didn't leave. The time we told you, he's dead. And he told them, he said he was sleeping. Now, he's not taking information based on the fact on ground. And that's what I know tonight, as you are hearing me under the sound of my voice, every situation that is prevalent in your life right now is changed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. See what the scripture says here? In Proverbs chapter 19 and verse number 21, he said, there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. Many are the devices, or many are the plans in a man's heart. So many plans on ground that look free. But God is saying, now my plans supersede your feelings. My plans supersede those information that you are dwelling on. Either from pertaining to your health, either pertaining to your finances, pertaining to your family, pertaining to your children, or pertaining to yourself. In fact, God said, he said, promotion coming not from east nor from west. Now, I'm the one that promote. When I lift one up, I can put the other one down. And because I favor you, I love you so much, I will never pull you down. That's what he's saying. Now, he said, that counsel from me, God, shall stand. Now, the state of man at fault was so terrible that man could not rise above what the enemy tells him. He cannot rise above what his senses tells him. But at redemption, everything was reversed. The spirit of the living God came inside the man, the spirit of man, revived the inner man and connect you to the realm of God by his spirit. That is what redemption is all about. Jesus Christ came and he washed you clean completely from sin. He washed you clean completely from all your lapses. He washed you clean completely from all your faults. And he presented you with no fault before the Father. I told somebody, I said, the most dangerous thing that can happen to anybody on this earth is sin. Sin is deadlier than cancer. And if the blood of Jesus can remove sin, it will take care of cancer. You won't even know it. And but because people are dwelling on the senses, they are not dwelling on the truth. See this. In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1, he said, and you have he quickened or make alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. Now, he quickened you. He put his life back. The Bible says it is now these people that are led of the Spirit, people that their spirit is already quickened, that are called the sons of God. Now, that means if you are saved, your spirit is quickened. And if you are, your spirit is quickened, now you are a child of God, you are a son of God, or you are a daughter of the Almighty. Now, if you are a son of God, you are a daughter of the Almighty, then you have an inheritance. The Bible says, if yes, I mean, if you are Christ, you are Abraham's seed, and you are heir according to his promise. And he went ahead and he said, if children, then you are heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. So everything that Jesus Christ can lay hold on as his own belongs to you. Why? Because he loves you and he has quickened your spirit to become the sons of God. So we are not following what we feel. We are not following what we just think when it's not in line with the word of God. It's not just because of your education. It's not just because of your color. No, it is the spirit that determines how far you can go, because the spirit of the living God inside of you knows all things. The spirit of God inside of you set you at liberty. God was doing all this because he wants to reclaim the earth back to himself and give it to the owner, his sons and his daughters. The planet earth was not made for the devil. Tonight, I don't know, something is going to happen here, because I'm feeling something here now. Now listen, it was not created for Satan. It was not created for you to come here and be misfit. It was not created so that you come here and be a byword. He loved you so much, he created this planet for you. In fact, the essence of removing your sins and your iniquities is not that you can feel good. He removed it because he, for his own sake. You don't know how much it pains a man. If you buy a whole house, furnish a whole house, give it to your child, and your child is living on the street, you don't know how painful it will look to that kind of a father or a parent. Now, God's word said in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25, he said, I am he that blotted out thy transgressions for my own sake. Now, I feel good that you are not a sinner. I feel good that you are not sick. He said, and I will not remember your sin. It's for my sake. I want to reclaim the earth. It's beyond you, my brother. It's beyond you, my sister. For his sake, he wants you healed. Do you know why? Because you are the only instrument on the earth that God can use to reclaim this earth. Oh, come on, now you need to hear this. Now, maybe you don't know this. I need to let you see this. That God cannot, by his own principle, do anything on this earth without the instrumentality of man. And that's why, despite the fact that he is the Almighty, his sovereignty is governed by his word. See what he said here? He said to Abraham, Abraham, okay now, since I want to enter back to this earth, I need you. Now, why should God he was supposed to have done anything he wanted to do. He was still looking for Abraham. Now, even during the time of the flood, when God located a man called Noah. Now, why should God tell Noah the sin of this world, of the whole planet, is so much, and I want to destroy it, but I want you to make me an ark. Why Noah? Why don't you just destroy everything? He needed a man. Because it will stand against his plan and it will limit his holiness if God have to do things contrary to what he said. Because he said, let them have dominion. And the moment he releases that word, God is governed by that. If he violate that one, it will affect his holiness. And that's why he said, it's for my sake. It's beyond you. Forget about, I don't do it right. For my sake, I must take care of this sin. I must take care of this sickness. So the sickness and disease in your life, the painful memory in your life, pain God as he's paining you. In fact, he pains God more than he's paining you. So the moment you are saved, this new creation, you are disconnected from failure. You are disconnected from sickness. You are disconnected from disease. You are disconnected from every evil. That's why Colossians chapter 1 verse 13 said, he translated you from the kingdom of darkness and he put you into the kingdom of his dear son. He took you completely from the reach of the enemy. The scripture tells me in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, he said, wherefore, if any man is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. What happened? All things are passed away. And when you are saved, the connection is so strong that the old angels in heaven, they become your servant. They are to minister to you. They are to watch over you. Man, if you understand how much you are loved, if you understand how much plan that is in place to make you a shining star and live on the planet Earth as kings and queens, as the son and daughters of the Most High God, you will celebrate your redemption, and every day will be a day of praise to our God. And somebody is just saying, but you say, Bishop, you don't know what I'm going through. Now, what you are going through is in your senses. It's not in your spirit. Now, listen to this. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 to 5, he said, for whatsoever, oh, come on now, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And he went on in verse 5, he said, who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of the living God? I'm talking to some people tonight. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God? Then, according to God's word, you overcome that sickness. You overcome that affliction. Now listen to this. When Jesus Christ made all this available, it is your responsibility to take it. Everything redemption provides, it is the responsibility of every believer to reach out in faith and take it, because they know it's theirs. Now, just as you know that when you use your bank card, the only thing that you need to apply is your PIN number. When you put in your PIN number, you have access to your phone. The same thing, when you put in the name of Jesus, when you come to his presence through the precious blood of the Lamb, everything that Jesus Christ died for will become yours. Now watch this. The Bible says in Luke chapter 2, that was from the beginning. God was introducing a new move. God was introducing a new regime. God was introducing a new government. And he said in Luke chapter 2 verse 11, he said, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. Oh my God. A Savior. Which is Christ, the anointed, which is your breaking power, the Lord, the owner. Can you just see that? He said, he's born to you this day, the Savior. Now, if you are not in captivity, if you are not in bondage, do you ever need a Savior? Now, that means what you are claiming as a problem right now, the Savior is standing beside you to break that yoke. He said, the Savior, which is Christ. Christ means the anointed, which is your breaking power. The word Lord means the Adonai, meaning the owner. So he say, Savior, huh? The anointed, which is your breaking power, and the Lord of the whole universe is born to you this day. So every bondage that a believer, I'm not talking about the world system don't understand what we are talking about. They're still putting on suit, fig suits around town, and they think that's the best thing to do. In fact, when you see them and you say, well, this what you are putting on is fig suit, they say, well, I mean, that's the latest version in town. Are you getting what I'm talking about? And they put on fig suit made of leaves. And they're dressing in such a way that they think that's a fashion. That's not a fashion. I don't know what to call that one. You can supply the name. Now, watch this. Now, every bondage is a function of man. When I say man, I'm talking about humanity. Listening to the senses and not to the Spirit of God that is already poured inside of you. There is a voice in the inside. God is not a respecter of any man. He will never put us on this earth to go and fend for ourselves. He is not a wicked father. He pour his spirit upon us. In fact, Joel saw that one, and it happened in the book of Acts of the Apostles. He said, in the last days, what happened? I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. So because we are the spirit of the living God, is that is liberty, the spirit of God inside of you gives liberty into your body. He gives liberty into your soul. He gives liberty into your spirit. You can cannot have him in your inside and be subject to bondage again. You need to come out of this affliction and begin to see life in a new dimension. Come and see this in Romans chapter 8 and verse 15 to 17. The Bible says, we have now received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Come on. Come and say to yourself, I have the spirit of liberty. He said, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Now, before I read on, let me tell you, you can reject a child and say it's legitimate. It is impossible to reject an adopted child. You see that? Because you signed for it. You are the one that chose that. Now, we are adopted by God. By God. That we can call God Daddy. The Bible says in verse 16, he said, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God. That is not coming from theology. That is not coming from the government. That is not coming from your uncle. This is coming directly from him. He said, if children, then ears of God, and joint ears with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Now, let me just say something before we go. A lot of people, when they read that scripture, and they see the word suffer with him, they just say, okay, all the affliction, sickness, and disease, we are suffering with Jesus. No. Now, understand, he said, if so be that we suffer with him, not suffer for him. Suffer with him. Now, what is it that Jesus Christ suffered for? He didn't suffer sickness and disease. He just suffered persecution and tribulation. So if you are persecuted because of your faith, you are right. But if you now put sickness and disease on the table and not say it's part of those things I'm suffering, Satan is just cheating you. So you don't have to bother yourself on how to make it and how to be successful in life anymore, because you have an intercessor right now as a child of God that stand in God's presence praying 24/7 for you. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25 told me, he said, wherefore he's able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he forever liveth to make intercession for them. When he stood at the tomb of Lazarus and he spoke one word, Lazarus, come forth. Now all the things that was binding this man, loose them. Now even that was when he was not yet glorified. Now in his resurrection majesty, you need to know that when he speaks in heaven, everything on the earth must obey him. Jesus becomes everything to you when you believe him. But you have to stand in the place of prayer and call upon him. Cry out until something happened. Blind Bartimaeus cried and he shouted until Jesus Christ responded. Now tonight, I'd like you to begin to take authority in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Begin to declare as I'm praying right now. I'd like you to join me and declare and take what belongs to you. Begin to declare, I'm born of the Spirit. Satan, get lost. Now, in the mighty name of Jesus, take off your hand from my life. Take off your hand from my health. Take off a hand from my body, my ministry, my marriage. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, every of your plan concerning my life, they are shattered and they are destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus, I have an intercessor standing right now in the presence of God for me. Nothing shall escape my life this month. In the mighty name of Jesus, every desire of my heart, they are granted right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, for his name's sake, I dispatch the angel. Go forth right now from the north, east, west, and south. Bring my favor. Bring my breakthrough. Bring my joy. Bring my peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am free. I am blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Maybe you are hearing me. You're going to say, oh, beloved, I need to. Bishop, don't stop this broadcast. I need to connect with him. Let me tell you this. The only thing you need to do is to give your life to Jesus. And he will come in and reshape everything. And if you are making that decision, say this after me. Say, Father, I thank you because you love me. You died for me. On the third day, you resurrected. From today, I'm born again. I'm a child of God. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Oh my God. Tomorrow is another. I'm telling you, Satan must leave town for you.
Amen. I'm telling you.
You are the one in charge.
Yes. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that awesome word from the Lord. We are truly blessed. I'd like to take this time and just welcome our listening audiences. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. This is your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We are located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We certainly want to invite you out to our services tomorrow. Yes, that's Sunday morning, tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Now, we normally have two services, but tomorrow there will only be one service, and that service will be at 10 a.m. because tomorrow is our Friends and Family Day. Yes, so you're invited to come out and worship with us. And immediately after the service, we're having Friends and Family where we actually are serving food. We will have food. We'll have festivities coming your way. So come out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, if you need a ride, just give us a call. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call again is 904-646-8210. And we'll certainly come and pick you up. Now, we have a lot to talk about today as far as our services tomorrow. We want you to come out to our friends and family. It's going to be awesome. Tomorrow, I'm telling you, it is just going to be a great day. We've had our women's conference. It's been going on all weekend, and we're wrapping it up tomorrow. So we want you to come out and join us tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. Now, when we come back, we'll be talking to Bishop about the services for tomorrow and what the theme is for tomorrow. But right now, we have Jonathan McReynolds on the way with Not Lucky, I'm Loved. We'll be right back after this.
Maybe I succeeded a little. I jumped up from the floor to the middle. You think I want the credit? I don't. 'Cause the glory ain't made for me. Sits on the throne, who makes the stage and writes the songs. And I know I couldn't do this on my own. And as much as I complain, I've seen more sunshine than rain. And I could thank my lucky stars, but that's not where my blessings are. Lord, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance, but truth is, I'm not lucky, I'm loved. 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 Today I'm in a happy place, and I know it didn't happen by mistake. I love how we wrote my, how he sees my heart. So I fall to my knees and I say that I'm grateful when every morning starts. So I don't thank my lucky stars, 'cause that's not where my blessings are. No, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance, but truth is, I'm not lucky.
All right, we're live back in the studio with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We are located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, and we certainly want you to come out to our service tomorrow. Tomorrow is one service at 10 a.m. We want you to come out because tomorrow, I'm telling you, tomorrow's theme is uncommon success. Yeah. Now, not just success, but uncommon success. So that's going to be awesome. And we're going to talk with Bishop about that in just a minute. But I just want to make sure you know tomorrow is also our friends and family. So come out. You're invited. Bring a friend. Bring a family member. Come out and join us. We want to have you with us tomorrow. I'm telling you, we're going to have food. We're going to have some festivities. It's a day packed with events. The word is going to come forth, not just in words, but with power. And we want you to come out and join us tomorrow at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Now, also tomorrow is also a special day for anyone born in May. Yeah. So now, if you were born in May, that's this month, May. If you were born in May, come out and let us celebrate you. We're going to have a special seat for you. We're going to have special celebration for you. Yeah. And we will celebrate you for a long life and for being born in May. So if you're born in May. Come out tomorrow to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. And if you need a ride, give us a call. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. Now, Bishop, tomorrow's service is Uncommon Success.
Yeah.
Now, tell us something about that.
Yeah. Do you realize this, that everything in the kingdom is uncommon?
Yes.
The birth of Jesus uncommon? Is death uncommon? Is ministry uncommon? His ascension uncommon, our redemption uncommon. Now, and that's one thing that I want everyone to listen to. Now, since the beginning of this month, we've been dealing with open doors. Now, yes. When your doors open, uncommon things begin to happen. And Jesus Christ, I mean, I just felt somebody is looking at me right now. Jesus Christ held the key. Jesus Christ held the key and he said, I am the one that is holding the key of David. He said, when I open, no one can close. And when I close, no man can open. Now, only somebody that have an ultimate power can talk about that. That means nobody can kill you. Nobody can put you down except you agree. And he says something. This key is the key of David. So tomorrow, I want to, by the grace of God, hand over these keys to a believer. If you are holding the key, then the door is not a problem. The reason you are frustrated, you are a good person. If many times you love God, I know it, but you don't have the key. And if you don't have the key, use your slip outside. Come on. Tomorrow is another time.
Yes, it is. So come out tomorrow. You've heard it. It's Uncommon Success. And I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it because we all want to be successful. And we want to learn about these keys. We want to get those keys.
Oh,
we want to get those keys in our hands so that we can apply them to our life.
That's
tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. And so now I'm going to introduce to you the Fulfillment family that's here in the studio with us tonight. Of course, we have Dr. Abiola Ido here with us tonight. Brother Christian is here with us. Brother Clarence is here with us. Sister Thunder is here. And of course, I'm here, Sister Jan Jones. Now, if you're just tuning in, this is your hour of destiny fulfillment from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly with Dr. Abiola Idowu. Tomorrow's service is 10 a.m. It's one service. We want you to come out, and if you need a ride, just call us. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call again is 904-646-8210. You don't want to miss tomorrow, because tomorrow, I mean, the word is going to be awesome. We're going to be ministering on Uncommon Success. We're going to have our Friends and Family Day. We're going to celebrate everyone who was born in the month of May. I mean, it's just going to be an awesome day in the Lord. So come out and worship with us right here at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. And so now it's time for us to get into that wonderful segment that we like to call the Moment of Change. And to take us right into that is Brother Christian. Brother Christian, how are you tonight?
I am blessed and thankful, Sister Jan. It's a pleasure to be here with you again in the studio tonight. But, you know, Fulfillment Family, we just want to thank God for the life of Bishop. You know, I was in this studio and I could feel the power of that word that was flowing through this microphone. I'm telling you, this whole studio was charged with the power of the Spirit as he spoke. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your grace and your mercy upon us. And we thank you for the life of Bishop upon this particular commission, that he's able to be a blessing to us. So we thank God for your life.
We give you praise.
We ask that God continue to increase the unction upon you, sir.
Amen.
Thank you for your obedience. Amen. You know, as you spoke to us about man in the fallen state, I was sitting here thinking, so I said, wow, this is a word. You know, because you said men are still living in the fallen state today. Even when salvation is here, grace has been provided. I mean, we are still having believers living in the fallen state. And this is something that, sir, I want us to talk about a little deeper. Because this is the moment of change where we talk about things, how they connect to you as believers and unbelievers, so that you can be blessed and God will save you from what state you are by hearing these words. You know, when you say, they that are led by the spirit. They are the sons of God. Yes. It's very important. And I know the word of God says to us that the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Mm. Okay, and you also say, you know, but they that are led by the spirit, they are the sons of God. Yeah. And if you are led by the spirit, then you are being translated from that kingdom of darkness, where is the fallen state,
that's
to
it,
the kingdom of light.
That's it.
But the important thing is, how do we maintain that? Because we have believers, and some of us, we have said, okay, we believe God's word now, but here's what happens. When things occur in our personal life, we consult what the senses have to offer, like you were saying. And this is the fallen state. Because when finances situations come, you're looking for loans first instead of going to God, who is the source for all things. He is your father. You know, when there is a situation where you have a disagreement in your relationship, instead of using the principles of the kingdom and say, hey, forgive first, come to one another, treat one another with love, these are the principles in the kingdom, you know, we don't use them. We use other things, and it's the flesh that tells you what to do wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, I want you to help us. Because when you are in the fallen state, it's a dangerous state to be in.
Yeah.
We want to be led by the Spirit of the Lord, because that is what leads us to higher ground.
That's it.
This is where we are above all. We are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
How do we translate ourselves? Or how do we enable ourselves to move from that fallen state, sir, to a state being led by the Spirit of the Lord, sir?
Okay, thank you, Brother Christian. Let me just show you us from the Word, not just what a psychologist just taught us. You know, in Romans chapter 12, in verse number 2, he said, "And be not conformed to this world." Now, this world is in fallen state. That is where senses rules. In fact, they look at you and say, the guy is so intelligent. Now, okay, don't let me say something, but you tempted me. But I won't say anything. Now, he said, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, that is... assignment is a daily assignment. It's not something you renew your mind today and you are waiting for next Sunday. No. It's a daily assignment. That's why you see a lot of people, but I'm saying, I'm praying. I'm so busy, I don't have time to go to church, but God sees my heart. I'm not saying God didn't see your heart, but the devil hit you. He will deal with you, because let me tell you this. The issue of God's love is different from the issue of God's principles. The principles of God is the law that governs how you must live. You understand what I'm saying? If you don't renew your mind daily with the word of God, you can fall into offense. You can fall into unforgiveness. You can fall into lust and carnality. I was meditating on something, and I discovered that. Do you know, when we talk about lust, the first thing that came into people's mind is sexual issues. Now, let me tell you, lust is pressure. Pressure to do something that is going to hurt you. But you know, this will hurt, but you still go. So even sugar is lust. You can be lusting after sugar. Now...
Yes.
Somebody didn't want to. Like, even in the studio, I'm having some challenges.
Yeah, Bishop, keep going.
Do you know that one of the most powerful lust that people have, most especially in the body of Christ, is worry. You are too addicted to worry. You worry about everything, including worrying for God. Why is God not doing this? Hey, what of if? Now, can you save him? So, until we begin to renew our mind every day with the word of God. Now, how will you renew your mind with the word you don't read? You don't hear?
That's right.
That's where the problem is.
That's right.
So... Christian kind of stepped on my toes on the direction I was going.
You got to forgive me now. You know.
It's all good. I can follow up with it. So I was on the what we see and what we hear
Yeah.
Sometimes we're too smart for our own good, and we and we evaluate things based on what we see and what we hear.
Does it?
So you mentioned renew your mind. So when I renew my mind, is that going to grow my spirit and allow me to see and hear differently?
Definitely. You see, this is it. Now, there's nobody that is born again that have the spirit of fear inside. You learn how to fear. Because God has not given unto you the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. And I said something. Now, Sister Jan, I know you are a child of God. You have the spirit of God. You are so bold, man. But let me tell you, as we are sitting down in the studio right now, if you just discover that it's a snake right there, now I know you will scream, you will shout, snake! Now, you get that?
Yes. I leave too.
You gonna leave?
Now you will see the face of everybody we talk. But you know that if you have a stick in your hand, you can kill that snake. Right. Can hit it on the head and it will die. Do you know why you run? You release your faith to the ability of that snake to hurt you more than the power of dominion over the snake. Simple. Simple. You know you can kill it. But because somebody, when you are growing up, already put the fear of snake inside you. We all learn fear. Amen. It's not part of us.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop. I appreciate that. I just want to say thank you. You said so much tonight, so many things you said. But, you know, we know that man is fallen. You know, everything that we learn is a learned behavior. It has to be taught to us. So what you just said about fear, you know, you said that we, you know, we're still walking around in these fig suits, but we use those things to cover up, you know, whatever we do. It's a cover up. That's you know, understand me? If only people could see behind that cover up, you know, we'll see who we are. But through the redemption of the blood, through the love of God, this is what I'm experiencing of the life that I used to live, that God loves me so much. You know, no matter what I've done in this life, it has nothing to do with how much God loves me. So just, you know, expound to our audience that the love of God is more than anything that they can come up with in their life.
Now, listen to this. You may be going through a situation that looks as if, oh, how am I going to take care of this? Now, let me tell you, it's called pressure.
That's it.
Each time pressure comes, one thing that you must be sure of is God loves me.
Amen.
And he loves me to an extent that he won't leave me in this. Amen. You see, don't let the enemy tell you, well, what of Job? You are not Job. That's leave right. Job alone. Leave him out of this situation. Right. Now, because Job was a servant of God, but he was under the old covenant. Right. You are under the new covenant. So just know, because he that sits on the throne will not watch any of his children being a victim under the hand of the enemy. So just know, because he loves me, he will take me out of this. Because he loves me, he will take me out of it. Keep on resting on his love and you'll be out.
Thank you so much.
Love is taking us out of it.
That's right. That's right. Thank you very much, sir, Bishop. We just appreciate it. If you're just joining us, this is a moment of change. We have been blessed by revelations, knowing that even sugar can be something you lust over. So worry can be something you lust about. And so lust does not just come with body, passion, or anything like that. It comes with all the physical entities around you.
Yeah.
But you know, Sister Jan, the word is going to come tomorrow that we sharpen you and grow that spirit. So if you're in a church that you are not growing spiritually, we're inviting you, right? I mean, Sister Jan, tomorrow is actually our family day.
Oh, yes, it is.
You know, so, you know, give us something about this tomorrow, please.
Yeah, tomorrow is, like I said, is packed events. Tomorrow is our family and friends day. We are inviting you to come out. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. Just come out and worship with us and fellowship with us and have some natural food with us along with the spiritual food. Now, the message is coming tomorrow. The message is Uncommon Success, and I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome. Bishop is going to lay it out for us and let us know about these keys that we need in our life. So come out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. And if you're born in the month of May, come out. We will celebrate you. Maybe you didn't have your celebration yet.
Yeah.
So you can come and celebrate with us tomorrow at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We have a special seat for you, and we have some festivities for you. at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, if you need a ride, just give us a call. We will come and get you. The number to call is 904-646-8210. That number again is 904-646-8210. Now this was your moment of change, but now it's time to get into that segment that I like to call my favorite segment of the broadcast. And that's where we get to brag about the goodness of God in the lives of the people. And tonight, Bishop, we have an awesome testimony. Mm-hmm. Now, this sister testified last week about, oh my goodness, you know, she said that when she first came, mm-hmm. when she first came to us, she could not even walk. She was not able to walk.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm telling you, and I watched her get up and walk up to, the, you know, up to do her testimony. Mm. And she was so thankful. And one thing that she mentioned also, Bishop, is that sometimes you can get to where you forget to thank God. You forget about some of the things that God has done in your life. And we don't ever want to do that.
No.
We always want to give him thanks. Always remember what God has done for us. But when I tell you she came, she was did not have the ability to walk, but God did a work in her life, and she is able to walk now. What an awesome testimony
is. I watched this lady when she first came, and she would have to be on wheelchair and all that. But Jesus Christ stepped in, took her out, and the enemy came back and began to pour a lot of fear into her heart. But that's why he said, I have forgotten. I remember he took me out of that place. And now he's standing on his feet, bending down, doing his course. Now, I believe that you are hearing me right now. Whatsoever have been impossible for you before, begin to do them right now. I decree, be delivered in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen.
What an awesome testimony. Amen. Okay, wow. So now I'm getting ready to open the phone lines up. We're going to give you the number to call live into the studio. If you need prayer, if you want Bishop to pray with you, you may have heard something in the Word, you may have heard something in the moment of change that stirs something in your spirit, give us a call at 904-296-2251. This is the number to the phone lines live in the studio, 904-296-2251. Bishop will be happy to pray with you. I'm telling you, he can answer any question you may have. If you need some clarity on something, just call us at 904-296-2251. And so we do have other things going on in CREPA this month. So Sister Thunder, tell us what's happening in CREPA.
Tomorrow is also our wrap up, our last day for our women's convention. Mm-hmm. Our theme is Women That Win. So make sure you're there. Our service is at 10 o'clock. And after service, we're going to enjoy our friends and family lunch. So tomorrow is the last day for our women's convention, 10 a.m. I'll see you there. Also, get your pen, your paper out, because we have some notes for June. So we want to get ready for June. We're going to have a Dominion celebration. It's going to be Friday, June 15th. That's going to be the start, 7 p.m. That's Friday, June 15th. It's going to be Saturday, June 16th, 7 p.m. And then we'll wrap up on Sunday, June 17th. The theme is the power of stressless living. Now, also in June, we have Father's Day coming up. Father's Day is June 17th. That is also our friends and family lunch. So after our 10 a.m. service, we're going to have our lunch, and we want you to be there. So tomorrow is friends and family, and June 17th is also friends and family. Now, if you haven't gotten your copy of Overcoming Faith by Dr. Abiola Idowu, you can purchase your book from WestboPress.com, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or Books A Million. We want to thank those of you who have contributed to this ministry to continue to be a blessing to the work of the Lord. Consider partnering with us to give to this ministry. You can use your cell phone and text as a single word, give and be blessed, to 73256, or you can visit our webpage at www.crepa.org. That's www.crepa.org. From the top right menu bar, select give. Select the drop-down arrow for CREPA Radio Support. If you'd like to mail your blessing, the address is Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida, 32211. And our favorite, bring it with you when you come to service tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Amen. Amen. Yes, and we certainly want to see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Come out and fellowship with us at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We are located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, our phone lines are open. The number to call is 904-296-2251. That number to call is 904-296-2251. Bishop is standing by. He's ready to pray with you. He's ready to answer any questions you may have. You know, there's a familiar scripture, 1 John 5:14, that says, "And we are confident that he hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases him." God is pleased when we're healed. So let's pray and ask him for healing. God is pleased when we have joy. So let's pray. If whatever your situation is, God is pleased when we're blessed. He's pleased with being our Father. So give us a call if you need prayer for any situation. Whatever you're going through, call us. We will agree with you, because this is the confidence that we have, that he hears us whenever we ask anything that pleases him. The number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. That number to call again is 904-296-2251. Now, Bishop, Sister Thunder was telling us about this Dominion celebration that's coming up. Mm-hmm. And I know it's coming up next month. Yeah. And I want to talk with you about that in just a moment. But first, I'm going to go to the phone lines. And we have Sister Donna on the line. Sister Donna, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Yes, I'd just like for you to keep families in prayer. I can see every day, I meet people all the time, and the enemy is really out to divide and destroy families.
Mm. Yeah, you're right. But we have dominion over it, so we're going to tell him to take his hand off. Father, we stand by the authority in the name of Jesus, and we pray over all families. Lord Jesus, we ask Satan, take off your hand with immediate effect. In the name of Jesus, all your plans to destroy families, we cancel it, we destroy it in the name of Jesus. Thank you for hearing our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank Amen. You so much, Sister Donna. God bless you. Now, that number to the phone lines again is 904-296-2251. The number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. Bishop is standing by. He's ready to pray with you. And Bishop, I'm going to go back to the phone lines again. We have Sister Shirley on the line. Sister Shirley, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Yes, ma'am. I was calling in for prayer for myself and my family, and that I'm really praying that God send me a Christian mate.
Good. Wow. All
right now.
Yeah, you are going to get it right now, because he said, ask me anything. Ask yes. anything in my name and I will do it. Father, Lord, we stand in agreement with your daughter. The word of the Lord says, if two of us shall agree as touching anything that we shall ask on this earth, it shall be done of my Father who is in heaven. We ask, oh God, for a Christian mate, somebody that fears the Lord, that is walking in the covenant. Lord Jesus, we ask, oh God, that you will connect them in the name of Jesus, and you will prepare your daughter for a life that will bring glory and honor to your name. Thank you, because we know when we call you answer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Shirley. God bless you. Now, the phone lines are still open, and the number to call is 904-296-2251. That number again is 904-296-2251. Give us a call. We'll be happy to pray with you, to agree with you. I'm telling you, give us a call and connect with the anointing that rests on the life of Dr. Abiola Idowu. He is here and he's ready to pray with you. That number again is 904-296-2251. So, Bishop, the Dominion Celebration.
Yeah.
Now, we said Dominion Celebration, and a lot of times people may not know what is a Dominion Celebration. So first, just tell us about why we call it Dominion Celebration.
Yeah, because, you see, the essence of man being on the earth is to dominate.
Yes.
If anything is dominating you, it's wrong. It's an aberration. And the theme for this Dominion Celebration is living a stressless life.
Yes.
And let me just give you a scripture here. He said in Luke 22, verse number 27, he said, "For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat or he that serveth? It's not he that sitteth at meat, but I am among you as he that serveth." Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ was speaking here. He said, "I am among you to serve."
Yes.
Now, when you just think about it, no, man, I'm telling you, it's something else. Jesus Christ was just saying, I'm going to serve you. You sit down and eat. You sit down. You go to a restaurant. You don't go to their kitchen to go and bring food. You sit down, they serve you. Jesus Christ said, sit down. Many times we run around and he said, sit down. We are going to learn how to sit down.
Amen, amen. That is awesome. So that is the Dominion Celebration next month, and you're going to hear a lot about that coming up. It's the power of stressless living. Okay, Bishop, I'm going to go back to the phone lines. We have Minister Brooks on the line. Minister Brooks, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
I call for prayer. The Lord has been doing me to go a little higher in ministry, but I'm a little hesitant because of surroundings. I'll say it that way. And because of my being just 28, okay, the Lord has been doing me on going a little higher in prophecy and launching out, though I am under a leadership, but he has sent me other places, but because of my age and not wanting to buck against the leadership that I'm under, I have rebelled to go.
Okay. You see, let me just help you out in this. God don't limit us because of age. Whether you're young, you see, I've seen in the scripture that people that God used that are younger than you. I mean, the anointing of God came upon David when he was 17.
Yes.
You know, Joseph was used when he was a teenager. So it doesn't matter your age. But one thing is, don't just step out without the authority of your leadership. It leads to frustration and you will open your life to the enemy. Just let them know they have the spirit of the living God. Let them know what the Lord is dealing with you. Don't be proud about it. Even if you feel that you have more insight than them, tell them, this is what the Lord is laying upon my heart. Pray along with me. I'm telling you, if it is God, he knows how to work things out, and they will release you and they will pray for you. And they will even support you and your ministry will kick off. That's it. But I'm praying for you in the name of Jesus that the Lord will take off the spirit of fear from your heart. And God will fill you with his boldness and his strength, that you will go and do exploits based upon God's counsel for your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, because I know it is done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Brooks. God bless you. So we're still live in the studio with Dr. Abiola Idowu. This is your hour of destiny fulfillment. The phone lines are open, and the number to call is 904-296-2251. That number to call in is 904-296-2251. Now, Bishop, you was talking about this Dominion Celebration. You know I'm still on this because you're talking about you said ahead. It's a stress. That's really something, though. Stressless living. I'm telling you, when stress is the cause of so many things today, even in the medical field, and you say that we can have stressless living. Who would not want to know about that? Seriously.
You see, the point is, I have discovered that the way people are raised, they think if you don't struggle, then that means you are not active. So the people, the way they think is, I got to struggle. And Jesus Christ came and he was teaching them, you don't have to. I will struggle for you. You just believe me. Now, somebody said, are you just saying we should not do anything? No, you just do things that he asks you to do.
Right.
Now, look at how much stress that was upon the life of Peter when he met Jesus. One word changed his life. Let down your net for a drought. Now, that instruction takes away all night stress. God will just tell you in this meeting, do we hear God's voice of what to do that will change your life?
Amen. So you're going to want to write that one down. You're going to want to save that date. Sister Thunder, what's the date for that Dominion Celebration?
We're going to start on Friday, June 15th at 7 p.m. You want to be in your seat at 7 p.m. We're going to come back on Saturday, June 16th, and we're going to finish up on Sunday, June 17th.
Yeah, so write those dates down. Save that date, because a lot of times, you know, when we go to meetings and programs, we might just go the first night, or we might just catch the last night, but we want to catch every night. Everything. We want to catch it from the beginning to the end, because I'm telling you, this is going to impact your life. Man. So come out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly on June the 15th for the Dominion Celebration, The Power of Stressless Living. So, Bishop, our time is about up, but I just want to invite our listeners again to come out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly for our services tomorrow. Remember, it's only one service at 10 a.m. We'll be there at 10 a.m. for the service tomorrow. The service tomorrow is Uncommon Success, and we also have our friends and family. We're celebrating the May, anyone who was born in May. I mean, we just have so much going on tomorrow. So bring someone with you. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors, bring your coworkers. Yeah. Bring them. We have many.
Bring your enemy.
Yes. Yes, we have lots of food for everyone, and we certainly have word for you. The God has something that he wants to tell you. So come out tomorrow and hear what the Lord has for us. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. So we've got to get out of here, but we will be back next week, Saturday, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We thank you so much for tuning in, and we want you to tune in again next week to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu. So remember, we'll see you next week, but until then, remain blessed, and Jesus is alive.
Praise the Lord.
You've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m. Also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.